The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear. Bridges we burn. We make mistakes. Then we live and learn. When life gets tough and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here, right here. And when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend. The Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, welcome. And for all of you, the rest of you who have been listening to the show loyally for the last 7 years or in Jacksonville for the last, 9 months? We could have had a baby together. Yeah, that's how I think. But anyway, I just want to share that my show is about committing to provide alternative ways to heal. And it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening friend and my viewing friends as well, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, I say this every time, and I really, truly mean it. And some people say, okay, what is this all about? What is this new truth about? Well, there was a time that they thought the earth was flat until someone came along and said, yeah, I think it's a sphere. But it took a long time before people to embrace that new truth. And once we did, look at all the differences, the adventures and all the technology that we've discovered, all the things that we've been able to accomplish. But guess what? There's still people who believe the earth is flat. And I understand my brother is one of them. And so I challenged him and I said, okay, you need to find someone to come on the show and talk about the Flat Earth Society. And so the goal today, and the goal is always to understand another person's perspective, another person's point of view. That is what this show is about. It's about being curious instead of critical. I grew up with all of that. And so I've worked really hard at letting that go and letting it be behind me. But, you know, there are still people who can rub us the wrong way. What is it about that person that causes you to react, that causes me to react? And if you look at the way they behave, maybe it's the way they think, maybe it's the way they speak, something. What is it about that person that reminds you of something that brings that negative feeling? That person that is in our life that pokes us in the eye and keeps poking us in the eye. And either maybe they're obnoxious, yes, but what is it about that person that causes us to react? Is it something that is deep inside of us that we don't want to look at? Could that person remind us of our shadow side, our dark side, that perhaps we don't want to look at in ourselves? Do you want to create something different? Do you long to have a relationship with that person instead of it being adversarial, or every time they come near you, your antennas, your hair, whatever it is, props up and says, warning, Will Robbins. Is it Robbins? Robinson? Yeah, I think it's Robinson. Warning, warning. And you get that warning in your head that something is wrong. What is wrong? Is there something wrong with you? Is there something wrong with them? Or is there a lack of understanding? Is there a lack of communication? What is it? So today, you gots me, baby. You gots me. And unfortunately, the person that we had lined up for today, we will get her back. is Chef Dawn Ludwig. She experienced a death in her family. So instead of playing the best of, I just thought, let me come on. For those of you who may or may not know this, I'm a certified life coach, but I'm more than just that. There's a lot of things I've learned from teachers on the show for the last 7 years. And I consider myself privileged and honored to be able to have this quote unquote classroom every Monday through Saturday to learn and grow together. I want to encourage you to go on this journey because, you know, and if I had my husband here, he probably would testify to this, but I am very slow to anger. But when I'm there, watch out. You will hear about it. And I'm very clear about what I expect and what I'd like. And if something happens, I'm very clear to ask questions. And I deal with clients all day long that may have a different approach to life, but I listen with curiosity instead of criticism. And there are times, and just recently, I would say in the last, 3 weeks or so, I have been having little mini reactions. And as I was deciding today what the topic was going to be on the show, I thought, I've had so many different lessons in the last two, three weeks, that I thought, let's find out what it is about me, about you, about them, that causes that reaction where we just want to run away. And I'm telling you, it took me a while to even write this, to be able to come up with the idea, and so that I would have to dig in myself and figure out my journey and what's causing me to do it so that we could all learn and grow together. And we're going to continue our conversation worldwide with Lillian McDermott, that's me, when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. And today, I'm going to step it up a notch and share a little bit of my thoughts on how we can find common ground with people. You know, when I was growing up, everything was great as long as we shared the same opinion as our parents. And you know, when we become parents, we are the ones that are the teachers in the home. And when that child starts saying, no, I don't believe that, how do you react to that? Do you try to shame them into believing that their belief is wrong? Or do you try to understand with curiosity instead of criticism? Well, I grew up with the portion where we were all supposed to have the same opinion. And if we had a difference of opinion, you were wrong. You just know, you're just wrong. And so that establishes some kind of like triggers in our life. So that if you're reacting to something today, it may not be what you're reacting to today. It could be what happened a long time ago that is still instilled in you, that it's still in your DNA, in your white blood cell, as we've learned on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show from Dr. Mona Lisa Schultz, that when you experience something traumatic or you experience something that causes sadness or devastation in your life, it gets recorded into your white blood cell. That white blood cell goes to a different part of your body, and that is the root cause of disease. It's amazing how that works, but there's documented data. And it's amazing how whenever we're having an issue, doesn't negate the fact that you're not having these issues. It just means that the root cause of that could be an emotional component. And most of the doctors that are coming on the show today have looked at the research and said, you know, there's a lot of evidence that proves that, that if we go back and we deal with that. So today, as we're driving, as we're listening, as we're contemplating, what are my triggers? What could cause me to react to something that's simply not that important, but yet I'm reacting to it with a level of degree that does not belong with the experience. So what are we reacting to? Okay, so just recently, I had some situations in my life that I would like to call growth opportunities. Now, I can make excuses and I can say, well, I'm really busy. You know, I'm selling a condo, which I just sold, by the way. I have lack of sleep and I need my sleep. Of course, that could be a great excuse. Or I can say, I'm having these reactions and that's not typical of me. Or maybe it is typical of me. If that's your response, maybe it is typical of you. Why is it that something that happens causes a trigger every single time? Now, one of the books that I've read a long, long time ago that I haven't quoted this book in a long time, but I'm going to be recommending several books. And one of them is called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Don Miguel Ruiz, I've interviewed Don Miguel Ruiz Jr., who's just absolutely phenomenal. You can check him out at whenyouneedafriend.com. I think he's also one of the last times that he was on, we had just started doing our YouTube videos. So Don Miguel Ruiz Jr., the son of Don Miguel Ruiz, the author of The Four Agreements, was on one of my videos. So the four agreements are as followed. Be impeccable with your word. That's the first agreement. The second agreement is don't take anything personal. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. And the fourth agreement is always do your best. I love this book. I love the four agreements. But guess what? As I started digging into what I was experiencing in the last 3 or 4 weeks, there were just, why am I so angry about this? I mean, I can let things go. I can move on, but I was not doing it as quickly as I possibly can. Yeah, okay, I'll blame my thyroid for this one, but no. So as I was preparing for today's show, I started thinking about all these little mini reactions. And even yesterday, I was called lucky. Gosh darn it, that made me angry. Why would anybody call me lucky? So that's silly, right? Why would you think, oh man, being lucky is great? But they did a study of the difference between luck and being lucky and being unlucky. They did a study that they played games with these people that considered themselves lucky and the people that considered themselves unlucky. And it was equal. 50-50 chance that they were going to win. It did not change anything. When the lucky people won, unlucky people lost. But when the unlucky people won, the lucky people lost. So it doesn't matter. The only difference between a lucky person and an unlucky person is their belief. So what is my belief about being lucky? Why was I? And as last night, I answered emails, I answered YouTube, I answered all this stuff. And I noticed that I was procrastinating something that I needed to do, which is do my own work. And I kept going back at my husband and I've been talking to him about, you know, I was processing. How do you know an external person, a person that has an extroverted personality is thinking? They're talking. And so yesterday, I just kept going back to my husband. I kept processing and talking to him. And bless his heart, he kept listening. He kept listening and he helped me get through why I was having such a hard time with the show because I had a preconceived notion. So I just finished saying the Don Miguel Ruiz, the second agreement is don't take anything personal. Well, why did I take being lucky as a negative thing? And you know why? It's because I work hard. I am persistent and I believe that I can achieve whatever I want. So what does luck have to do with that? It was almost as she was negating, or they were negating, the fact that I was working hard. But why would that still bother me? So I took out my soul shovel. My husband recommended, why don't you take out your soul shovel, honey? So I did take out my soul shovel, and I dug deeper. And so here's another book that I want to recommend. And it's called Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill was written in 1937. And that book, my dear friends, is as applicable today as it was back then. There are so many pearls, so much wisdom in the book, Think and Grow Rich. And I swear, if I had that book in my hand, I would not give it away. I would keep it. It is what I will reference. As a matter of fact, even last night, I said, I want that book. And I believe you should get it too. We're reaching out to the Napoleon Hill Society. I would love for them to be part of the show, maybe give away some books for Napoleon Hill. Or you could just go to get it at Amazon or wherever your bookstore, get it at the library. But it's one of the most impactful books that you will ever read. And when you see all the stuff that this guy just came up with after 20 years of research, you would devour it too. So Napoleon Hill talks about 6 basic fears. So here they are: fear of poverty, fear of criticism, fear of ill health, fear of loss of love, fear of old age, and fear of death. These are the 6 basic fears. So as I was digging deeper, I thought, what is my underlying fear? Because bottom line is, when you're reacting to something, chances are that you are fearful of something. So I dug even deeper and I said, what is it about this? And I got to number 2, which is fear of criticism. It is not so much the fear of criticism, but is fear of the way that person has perceived me my entire life or the entire relationship that we've had. Why did it make a difference? Why did it mean something? Now let's go deeper. So deeper was that, you know, I do not have the college degree that a lot of the people that are in radio, or I do not have that, you know, I do have a certification. And I've often joked about, if I were a doctor, I wouldn't be able to do what I do today because of fear of losing my license, or fear of being criticized, or fear of poverty. And I'm sure that as you listen, you might grab a hold of one of those fears that causes this reaction. And what you focus on, you get more out of. So if you're afraid of being poor and you're focused on not being poor, then you get more poverty. Isn't that weird how it works? So the antidote to that is, I am wealthy. And the antidote to I fear ill health is, I am healthy. And if you are fearful of losing love, I am loved. I am loving. So those are the things, that's how you replace these fears, which is to share the opposite, what you really want, not what you don't want. So here I am digging deeper. And so there goes that childhood fear of not being enough. I've shared the story of Mr. Torres, when I was in second grade. I was just talking to a classmate in Mr. Torres's class. Believe it or not, I have a friend who has a brother that went to school with me. And we were talking about Mr. Torres. And Mr. Torres said to me, you will never amount to anything. So there you go. Am I lucky? I work hard. But what was my fear? That Mr. Torres was actually right. And we do that to ourselves. We make people right. We make people right. And Napoleon Hill says the following: thousands of men and women carry inferiority complex with them all through life because some well-meaning but ignorant person destroyed their confidence through opinion or ridicule. And let me tell you something, you comedians out there that think that making fun of somebody for the sake of a joke is funny, it isn't. Because you could be impacting that individual. You could be talking to them. You know, they say sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. That is bunk. Names do hurt. And until you go deep and figure out, why am I reacting to this person? Until we dig deep without judgment, without anything other than truth, we will never get to that other side, which is peace, acceptance, joy. And so this is what I dug in yesterday, and I dug deep. And so I wanted to share this with you so that as we talk about finding what we have in common, it had to present itself as a teacher to me. And so we're going to continue our conversation worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here with waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from each other. Go through life with childlike wonder. When was the last time you played? I love to play. What is the game you like to play? Is it biking? Is it surfing? Is it dancing, singing? What is it? Is it a brainiac kind of game? A brainy kind of game what is it where you have the, oh gosh, I forget the name because I don't even know how to play it. But you have the rook and the bishop and all that. I can't remember the name. But anyway, I'm sure 407-373-5959. The first person to text me. What is the name? Chess. That's it. Okay. So because all of us like to play, it is so important that we have fun in life. Life can be taken too seriously. And so today's show is about releasing some of that, you know, that taking things personally, taking things that we're so fearful that we're unable to look at our own fears. And just recently, this is what people have said. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm getting texts. It is chess. Thank you so much for reminding me of that game. It's so smart. I don't even know how to play it. So anyway, I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. That is the name of my website. I have had people text me and say, this is a classroom. This is where I learn. I wish my children or as a child, I would have learned this truth. Anything I talk about on the show, I want you to be curious about enough to research it yourself, because these have become my truths. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I want to convince you that it is your truth. Learn about it. I was sharing off the air This video will go on YouTube about some of the comments that have been shared about some of the guests that I've had. All of it have been rumors and accusations with no substantiation. It is so important that you realize that the moment you're arguing opinion. You're not arguing facts. Facts cannot be argued. So I want to encourage you to learn about your truth. What have you learned in this hour that you hear Monday through Saturday? What is it about it that you can listen to on podcast, on demand, on iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube? Yes, I am doing some little name dropping here. And also, when you go on whenyouneedafriend.com, you get free gifts. And not only that, you'll get the show sent right to your smartphone or tablet so that you can listen to it again and again and again. So that if you miss one thing, you'll get it. Because sometimes you can hear the same thing 100 times and finally get it on the 101st time. So I want to encourage you that if something resonates within you, that you come back and you learn about it. And when I do my research about nutrition, I go to PubMed.gov. PubMed, you can't argue that. Those are people that have done the research and it's documented. When you accuse something of someone, or if you read something and you believe a certain way, and this is my opinion about how I read this, fine, that's your opinion. We could argue that all day. We can argue that all day. However, that does not make it right, and that does not make me wrong. So I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. Check out everything, including my sponsors, especially my sponsors. Make sure that you go there and you figure out how these sponsors have supported the show. These are the sponsors that have come forward and said, you know, I believe in this so much. I believe in these people so much and this show so much that I'm going to stake my name. I'm going to say, hey, this is what I believe. So I am going to come to your sponsors and I'm going to support them the way they're supporting you. So that's how I want you to subscribe on my page at whenyouneedafriend.com, like me on my social media, and all the stuff that we do and grow together. I want you to promote. Help me grow the show. And thank you for your text and thank you for your comments. I love them all. It's 407-373-5959. Your messages if you have a comment on the show. So today we're talking about finding our common ground. What do we have in common? And so I want to encourage you to learn and dig a little deeper into yourself. Take out your soul shovel and look at yourself without judgment, without fear. Remember those fears that I spoke about at the beginning of the show. So what are these fears? Oh boy, there are many fears. There's six of them. There's six fears that the book that I was quoting is Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. I want to encourage you, all of you, book was written in 1937. It's been rewritten and republished. I think it was in the 50s or the 60s. Applicable, just as applicable as taking 100% responsibility for living your life without blame, fault, shame, and duty. A book that I didn't even know existed until just recently that I have just absolutely loved. So the six basic fears are fear of poverty, fear of criticism, fear of ill health, fear of loss of love, fear of old age, fear of death. And I want to encourage you that if you're having a reaction like I was having a reaction, or I've had reactions as of yesterday, how dare they call me lucky? I work hard. So, you know, what was it about that reaction? And I had to dig deep and discovered my own insecurities. So if you dig deep, it just goes away. You understand it. So I want to encourage you to not only just read that book, devour it. And again, the first one that I talk about is the book, The Four Agreements. Oh, love that book. And so how are other ways that you can stand by another person and say, I value you. I value what you do, but perhaps maybe you don't see eye to eye with that person. Well, it is so important that you see that child in a different way, or that person in a different way, perhaps like a child. Here you go. I'm thinking ahead of time. So be curious about that individual. What is it about that person that reminds you of your greatest fear? What is it about that person? Just never know, do you? So I want to encourage you that if you have somebody that rubs you the wrong way, instead of focusing on your differences, focus on what you have similar. I want to also want you to be empathetic. Look at that person as a 2 or 3-year-old and see how they affect you. And so I want to stop gears here, because this is one of the people that I absolutely love having on my show. Del Billis is the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. Talk about taking 100% responsibility. I just recently saw a video he was in. He doesn't even know I'm going to talk about this. But Del Billis is the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. Talk about taking 100% responsibility. He just came back from CPAC. And I just was amazed by his talent and his talk. And the CPAC is Conservative Political Action Conference. And, you know, I don't talk about politics, but I do talk about being in contribution. Dale, so grateful to you. Thank you so much for being on the Lauren McDermott Radio Show and being a sponsor of this show as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Lillian. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. I absolutely identify with what you've just said, particularly as it relates to Liberty HealthShare, taking responsibility for one's life and one's health. And number two, reaching out across the spectrum, religious and political and income and social, and joining together in a nationwide community of support to one another, paying each other's medical bills. It's fascinating and fabulous to see it unfold and happen. Is like a grassroots movement. And it's just exciting to see how Liberty HealthShare has been responded to by the American public.
Well, I tell you what, you are a champion out there. I just saw your talk, your speech that you gave at CPAC. And all I can say about that is Del Billis for president. That's all I'm saying. You were awesome, Dale. And I'm going to post that video at my Facebook page because I want everybody to see it. Share a little bit. I know that we only have a little bit left in this segment, Del, but share a little bit. How did it feel to get up there and share your truth with all the people that were there?
Well, it was, I would have to tell you, it's a bit intimidating.
Yes.
To be in that setting. Once I really finalized and honed in on what my message was to be, I felt very much at ease, because there's, unfortunately, in the marketplace today, there's no one else voicing these concerns or perspectives or issues. And that is, America is in the throes of a failed healthcare system.
I know.
And I'm just simply wanting to bring options and opportunity to folks, help them realize that the third party pay system, where I send my money away to a third party, be it an insurance company or the government.
Hold that thought, Dale. We're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. And today, I've been talking about finding what we have in common how to get along with someone. And I know that I'm going to be, we're going to be shifting gears now. We're talking with Dale Bellis of Liberty HealthShare, which talk about finding what we have in common. That is just a great find to be able to not only have Liberty HealthShare as my sponsor, I am also a member. And I want to encourage you to go to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And you can also call to find out a little bit more if you want to know. It's 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-585-4237. And so going back, I'm telling you, I'm going to post Dale Bellis's talk at CPAC for you to see at my Facebook account. It's Lillian's Radio Show. So like me there when you go there. Amazing, Dale. So what was it like? I mean, was this the first time you ever spoke at CPAC?
No, I spoke last year and had opportunity to address the convention. They invited me back this year, for which I was grateful.
That's always good.
And really wanted to use that platform and space to promote ideas regarding liberty and freedom in healthcare. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a political arena. That's a political setting. We don't tap into political ideologies. But they have been very open to our message at Liberty HealthShare that the best way to address and deal with healthcare and healthcare costs in America is to give people options and opportunities to choose for themselves. And that's really our message. That was our message there this year. We sponsored what is referred to as Media Row, and really talked to all of those radio and TV programs and shows about that principle, that we just simply need to give the freedom back into the hands of the customer to make decisions and choices about the care of their health.
In fact, you talked, Dale, about the third-party payer system. And while you were giving your talk, someone, his name is Matt Schlapp,
yes.
came out and said, I'm signing up now. Okay, let's talk about the third-payer system and why we should wake up to this. And you also talk about the super health savings account, which I thought was brilliant. Go ahead.
Yeah, yes, it's grown up with us over the last 70 years since World War II, where we have accomplished a system of programming in our nation, thinking that the only way to pay healthcare costs is by sending our money away to either an insurance company or having it provided for us by an employer or provided by the government, which simply means that when my money goes there, they suddenly take control of the decisions about my health, number one, and the money, the dollars for paying my healthcare costs are coming from somebody else's pocket. That means we give up our autonomy, our choices, the control over our care and its costs. If I have no skin in the game, Lillian, about the expense related to the care of my health,
yep.
no motivation on my part. Minimize expense or even know about the cost. In most cases, I'm insulated from the expense. I never even see a bill. Mm-hmm. So there's a great deal of discussion about rising, skyrocketing costs in healthcare. But in my humble opinion and analysis, that's the central cause. If the actual patient, the customer, the consumer has no skin in the game, there's no motivation to control costs at all.
Yeah, you give an example of Chris. That example is so beautiful. And I'd love for you to share that example on the air, because I want you to know, my listening friends and my viewing friends, that I saved so much money by walking away from my insurance and embracing HealthShare. And so share a little bit about Chris's story with his daughter.
Yeah, Chris is husband, a family member in the state of Arizona. Their entire family are members of Liberty HealthShare. But 2 months after they enrolled and joined Liberty HealthShare, their 14-year-old daughter, Marie, had a hemorrhagic stroke. Yeah, it was so unexpected and just overwhelmed them with anxiety, fear, and concern. She was in intensive care and began to respond to the treatments. And it was a very expensive, as you could imagine, catastrophic cost, well close to $500,000. And the hospital administration showed up in Chris and Marie's room. The father was there at the time, thankfully. And they were questioning, how is it possible for you to meet this cost and expense without having an insurance plan? They were just puzzled. And Chris had opportunity to explain the healthcare sharing community and how we come together and meet our expenses. Not only did we pay that entire bill as members contributing and participating in paying that bill, we slashed the cost in half. And Marie is recovering wonderfully today. And Chris relayed how meaningful it was to have that kind of support from a nationwide community, receiving messages of encouragement and cheer and care, as well as prayer for the recovery of his daughter, and what that meant to them as a family during the biggest crisis of their lives, Lillian. That's really what Liberty Health Share is about. We're not just about paying the bill, but it's about meeting emotional and spiritual needs at the same time.
Well, I also want to mention that when you're looking at this catastrophic illness or you're looking at insurance, that probably would have cost, you know, 20% of whatever that cost is for the pocket of the individual. Plus, there's out of expense costs. There's so many costs. But with Liberty Health Share, share about the unshared amount versus how much you guys covered for the family.
Sure. Our program is that when you enroll based upon the incidents that occur, and that's everything associated with that diagnosis, if it's a heart attack, kidney stones, a broken arm, everything associated with those incidents, up to $1 million that we share in. And when I use the word share, I literally mean my money goes to assist with and participate in the expense of another member every month. So we are sharing member to member, person to person in our community and through our online software. We match our share amounts to one another. But we share in that incident up to $1 million after the first $1,500 for a family. And so that's what we have decided to pay out of our pocket as a family, $1,500, the balance then up to 100% after that, up to $1 million.
Amazing.
But that just goes to show that here is a community of people willing to assist one another with those expenses. And it's not only coming out of my pocket, but out of the pockets of my fellow members. Frankly, Lillian, that changes the game. That changes the entire mentality. Number one, I don't want to abuse my fellow members, number one. Number two, I realize it's their hard-earned money that's participating with me, as well as my money going to a person in need, their money coming to me whenever I'm in need. And it creates that kind of interconnectedness, caring, and sharing. It really just simply changes the entire mental attitude about consuming health.
It does. And I just want to let you know that the cost for a family, and it doesn't matter how many kids you have, that cost for a family is what, $500 a month or $400?
$449. Yeah. It's $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family of three or more. And we don't count more than three.
That's right. And so, and here's the deal. I saved so much money when I went through and changed from insurance to take my health back with Liberty Health Share. Dale, I am so grateful to Liberty Health Share, not only as a member, but also as a radio show host who's very grateful for their sponsor. And so thank you so much for coming on. For those of you that are interested, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org to learn more. And Dale Billis, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Lillian, what an honor and pleasure. Thanks for the invitation. God bless.
As always. And for you, my listening friend, it's time to take your health back. I'm going to continue my conversation after the show. So go to YouTube to continue listening to some of the thoughts on how to get along with each other. Now, please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you. This is Lilian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
Ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lilian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests in the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps.